Lashana Tova. Happy New Year, 5766, to all our dedicated listeners. With Rosh Hashanah over, we're now concentrating on a week of repentance and introspection, getting ready for the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. It'll occur this coming Wednesday night and all day Thursday. You're tuned to the Jewish Experience radio program, and I'm Hirsch DeLynn. The Torah portion this week is Vayelech. And we have a special Shabbos called Shabbos Shuvah, the Shabbos of Repentance. It's very appropriate to read this portion this time of the year since Moshe Rabbeinu is turning the leadership of the Jewish people over to Yehoshua, or Joshua, teaching us about the continuity of life. And Rosh Hashanah teaches us also about the renewal each year and the unbroken cycle of life. We have coronated Hashem our God once again as our King, and will soon stand fast for about 26 hours, asking the one above to grant us atonement and cleanse us. So keep getting ready for the Holy Shabbos, and we'll get you in the mood once again with Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, Dr. Michael Shulman, Ms. Devorah DeLynn, and lovable musical Moish. Rabbi Eisen is off this week. We'll have your community announcements and mazel tovs, along with current news fresh from Israel National Radio, coming up on the half hour. This week's program is sponsored in part by Burton Hirsch Funeral Home and by Artistic Photography, when you want to get it right the first time. By the way, they also sponsor the Jewish Experience Radio Program's website, jewishexperienceradio.com. Stop by for a visit and stay for a Jewish experience. Don't forget, candlelighting this time is no later than 6:34 p.m. Now, before we get down to the music business, I want to recognize our special listener of the week. This week, it's Yitzchak Gordon. You know, Moish, I hear from people who say that they want to listen to our program, but they say they don't have a radio or they forget to tune us in. Well, here comes Yitzchak Gordon, who listened to our program last week.
Yitzchak Gordon?
You know him.
I think so.
He was working on a roof, which was so steep, he had to tie himself to the chimney. And then he pulled a radio up to the roof just to hear the program last week. And I don't know about you, Moish, but the people that say they can't find a radio to listen to the program.
Sounds like a dedicated listener right there.
Absolutely. I think all these other excuses pale in comparison. But
up on the roof, what do you know?
It's unbelievable. But one thing that I think he deserves is a musical selection just for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe we should play something from Fiddle on the Roof? Except we'll call it Yitzchak and his radio on the roof.
A radio on the roof.
Well, you know, Yitzchak is a dedicated listener to our show, and our show is dedicated to the one above, to Hashem. You know, Yitzchak, in the special prayers at this time of the year, we ask the one above. We say, Zachreinu l'chaim, melech chofetz b'chaim, v'kosveinu b'sefer ha'chaim. Remember us for life, King who desires life. Inscribe us in the book of life. Here's Mandy Wald with L'chaim.
Well, that's heavy.
That was Mendy Wald with L'Chaim. So as we prepare ourselves for the upcoming holiday of Yom Kippur, we'll be doing lots of praying and lots of singing. So here's MBD, I'd Rather Pray and Sing on the J.E.
Darkness, remembering the light, the base of Mikdash standing, ooh, my father's delight. I'm just a son yearning, child who is returning to my father's grace, to the Shechina HaKdoshah's base. Holiness and glory.
Vintage Mordechai Ben David on the Jewish Experience. And you remember in the last Yom Kippur when you were counting down the minutes until you could run out the door and grab something to eat after a long 26-hour fast? Well, here's Rabbi Meir Goldwasser to tell you how you should treasure every minute of that fast. Rabbi?
Many people feel that Yom Kippur is a very sad day. After all, it is a fast day. However, our sages in the Talmud tell us that actually Yom Kippur is one of the happiest days in the Jewish calendar. The reason? On Yom Kippur, Hashem thoroughly cleanses our neshamos, our souls, and we become very close to Hashem once again. The Yesod V'Shoresh HaAvoda explains that many people on Yom Kippur look at their watches to see how many hours are left that they will need to fast. He says that this is a great mistake. Whatever time needs to pass will surely pass. But instead of a person waiting, but instead of the person counting the hours when Yom Kippur will be over and he will be able to eat again, it would be far more important for the person to realize the great sanctity that is present on the day of Yom Kippur. It is a day unmatched by any other in the entire calendar. He should want to hold on to the moments of Yom Kippur. And as he looks at his watch, he should be filled with a sense of sadness that the holiness of the day, the time when he is so close to Hashem, is soon going to come to an end. The sanctity of the day of Yom Kippur is further signified by the fact that we daven five Shemona Esrays on this day. During the week, we say three Shemona Esrays in the course of 24 hours. Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha. On Shabbos and Yontif and Rosh Chodesh, we add a fourth Shemona Esray, the Shemona Esray of Musaf. It is only one day of the year when we actually say five Shemona Esrays, and that is on the day of Yom Kippur. The reason is because on Yom Kippur, in general, and at the prayer of Ne'ilah in particular, the fifth and highest level of our neshama, of our soul, becomes revealed within us.
All around us, life is moving faster and faster. Things are changing all the time, but it's a comfort to know that in your time of need, that at Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, the Jewish tradition continues. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home has served the Pittsburgh Jewish community since 1947 and has recently remodeled its entire facility to better serve you. Burton Hirsch Funeral Directors are members of the Jewish Funeral Directors Association, and they work closely with area rabbis to ensure that your needs as a Jewish family are totally met. They're so concerned about meeting those total needs that they meet with area rabbis on a regular basis. They've reduced the cost of a funeral. They have packages specifically for your synagogue in your area, and it pays to check it out because you can save quite a bit. Their attentive and compassionate guidance results in treating each family as their own. And Deborah Price, the funeral home supervisor, was born and raised in Pittsburgh, and she really wanted to come back here, and she's working very, very, very hard to meet the needs of the Jewish community in Pittsburgh, especially with regard to Price. Did you know that Burton Hirsch is also involved with community educational programs to ensure that Jewish families know what to do to have a proper burial? So in your time of special need, call Squirrel Hill's only Jewish funeral home, Burton Hirsch, at 412-521-2600. That's 412-521-2600. And they welcome your request to visit and tour their state-of-the-art facilities. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, proud sponsors of the Jewish Experience, 412-521-2600. Deborah Price, supervisor. sponsor. Don't forget, for your next Simcha, it's Artistic Photography. That's artistic-photography.com by Mordechai Saxon when you want to get it right the first time. And now, back to the music with Moshe Papar.
A little freilach on the Jewish experience. That was Avrumi Flams Beshetzev. Well, we're in the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, a time of repentance, a time to get ourselves into gear for the upcoming holiday of Yom Kippur. May we all be inscribed in the Book of Life. As it says, "And I will take my people, gather them from all the corners of the world, and bring them back to the Holy Land." Here's Avram Fried, and no Jew will be left behind.
I wonder and I dream about the day when everything is grand, home in the land we have awaited and believed in for so long. Close your eyes, imagine as we gaze with awe and pride, together we behold, true is the gold of Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. shining high and strong. And no Jew will be left behind. No tears will be left to be cried. No send us back again. We are home and forever this time. And standing proud as we pray, as ever we
days seem empty, we can fill them all with mitzvahs, knowing that each deed is all we need to bring the loneliness of Golus to its end. There is none too lonely or too lost to lend a hand. Together as we try, look to the sky, and you will see a base Hamikdash burning,
doing repentance this week, there will be no Jew left behind as Mashiach comes and we're all taken back to the Holy Land. So let's find out what's going on in the Holy Land right now. Here's Israel National News.
The Shabbat between the Rosh Hashanah New Year holiday and the Yom Kippur Day of Atonement is called Shabbat Shuvah, or Sabbath of Return, because its special Haftarah prophetic reading begins with the words Shuvah Yisrael, Return, O Israel, from the prophecy of Hosea. This Sabbath, also referred to as Shabbat Shuvah, because it falls during the 10 days of repentance. The Chabad.org website cites Rabbi Eliyahu Kitov in his Book of Our Heritage as writing, "The Shabbat was given to Israel as a time for Torah study and prayer, and although one should always take care not to pass the time idly or in inappropriate conversation, on Shabbat Shuvah one should be especially careful to concentrate entirely on Torah, prayer, and reflection on repentance, thereby attaining forgiveness for whatever unfitting behavior may have marred other Sabbaths." Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's senior aide Dov Weisglass meeting with Chief PLO negotiator Saeb Erekat to set the stage for this coming week's meeting with PLO Chairman Mahmoud Abbas. While reports indicate the meeting is scheduled to take place on Tuesday, the eve of Yom Kippur, Abu Mazen has released a statement that an exact time for the meeting has not been confirmed. The PLO is seeking the release of terrorists from prison, Sharon and other senior ministers saying that terrorists with blood on their hands will not be released. Concessions might include the removal of Israeli forces from areas in Judea and Samaria, relaxation of security regulations, minimizing or ceasing counterterrorism efforts throughout Judea and Samaria, and advancing the international roadmap plan. Other moves considered by Israel include opening up a safe passage between Gaza and the eastern PLO-assigned areas and allowing the return of wanted terror suspects expelled to Europe. The Haaretz Daily says the World Bank supports building a transit passage between the Gaza Strip and the PLO-assigned areas north and south of Jerusalem in the form of a sunken road, but Prime Minister Sharon favors a rail link because managing security would be easier. Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz and Middle East Quartet envoy to the region James Wolfenson have discussed opening an experimental passage from Gaza to the eastern PLO-assigned areas using buses and later truck convoys accompanied by Israeli vehicles. The United States will finance a study examining the options. The first Ramadan Friday prayer services on Jerusalem's Temple Mount, placing police in the capital on increased alert. Fridays during the Muslim holy month are frequently accompanied by rock and other attacks following Islamic prayer services, with Muslims targeting security forces as well as worshippers praying at the western wall of the temple, located at the bottom of the Temple Mount. The Army continues its effort to increase awareness among soldiers to prevent the kidnapping of military personnel following the recent Hamas abduction and murder of a Jerusalem resident whose tortured body was found in the Ramallah area. The military has begun issuing warnings to personnel to increase vigilance when traveling and patrolling in places where Jewish and Arab areas meet, as well as other sensitive areas. The PLO Interior Ministry increasing its level of alert to maximum following the attempted kidnapping of a military intelligence officer and the abduction of a second intelligence chief. PLO police also investigating the kidnapping of a university professor known as a Hamas leader from his home in Tulkarm, northeast of Tel Aviv, this past week. An extra hour of sleep in Israel, with daylight savings time coming to an end after 191 days between Saturday night, October 8th, and Sunday morning, October 9th. Sunday morning, 2 a.m. clocks being turned back 1 hour to 1 a.m. Israel remaining on standard time until spring 2006. Proponents of the summer clock, including the Israel Manufacturers Association, report this year's daylight savings time saved the economy 80 million shekels. In addition, government agencies report the longer days contributed to a reduction in the number of traffic accidents and fatalities. A 7-day stay in Israel, one of 7 prizes you can win in our free drawing. For details, go to www.israelnationalnews.com/raffle. Shabbat is Heyer, the 5th day of Tishrei on the Jewish calendar, and the forecast from the Israel National Radio Weather Center. Continued clear to partly cloudy with no significant change in temperature through Tuesday. Friday highs in Jerusalem, 25 degrees centigrade, 77 Fahrenheit. Tel Aviv and Haifa, 28 degrees centigrade, 82 Fahrenheit. The Red Sea, 33 degrees centigrade, 91 Fahrenheit. The Dead Sea, 35 degrees centigrade, 95 Fahrenheit. Beersheba, 30 degrees centigrade, 86 Fahrenheit. The Golan Heights, 26 degrees centigrade, 79 Fahrenheit. Ernie Singer, Israel National Radio.
Right in the middle of an exciting holiday season, we have some Mazel Tovs for you, wouldn't you know? Rabbi and Mrs. Aaron Kagan on the Bar Mitzvah of a son.
Mazel Tov, I think I'm playing at that one.
Uh-oh. Rabbi and Mrs. Shmuel Shapiro on the birth of a granddaughter.
Mazel Tov.
You playing at that one too?
Not yet.
Rabbi and Mrs. Yosef Itkin on the birth of a granddaughter.
Mazel Tov.
And that's all the Mazel Tovs this week. Don't forget, if you have any Mazel Tovs, you should give us a call and we'll get them on the air for you. We'll give you more information about that at the end of the events. The community Shabbos Shuvah lecture, Repentance for Good People, will be held at Lubavitch Center October 8th, this Saturday, at 5 p.m. Speaking will be Rabbi Yisrael Miller and Rabbi Yisrael Rosenfeld. This is a lecture open to the entire Pittsburgh Jewish community and is a service of the Vada Rabbanim of Pittsburgh. The Israel Chamber Orchestra is performing at Heinz Hall, 8 p.m. Tuesday, November 1st. One night only, exclusive Pittsburgh appearance. Mr. Chuck Perlow will receive the Shalom Award at a dessert reception. Cola for more information, 412-420-0220. Need a place for Yom Kippur? Don't have a ticket? Don't like the formality of a temple? Try Chabad of Pittsburgh. No labels, no difference, no charge. Call Sruli Altein for more information at 412-422-7300, extension 1269. The meeting of Food Addicts and Recovery Anonymous meets at the Aleph Institute every Sunday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. This program is a recovery group for people who cannot control their eating and or their weight. For more information, call Ilana at 412-422-2224. If you or your organization would like to have your Mazel Tovs on our program, please call 412-979-5770, or you can email us at jewishexperience@verizon.net by noon on Monday for that week's program. Remember, candlelighting time this week is no later than 6:34 p.m. Now, not only is our listener of the week dedicated to this show, he would like everyone to know that he's offering schach this year, that's the covering for the top of your sukkah, for a special Pittsburgh Jewish community price of only $20 per bunch. Each bunch of fresh evergreens covers a 6x6 area of your sukkah. Call Yitz Gordon right away. And he may be up there on that roof hanging by that chimney, but he's got his cell phone, and he's listening to this station right now while he's doing it. Anyway, call him right away to ensure your share in his limited stock of fresh evergreens at 412-537-8317. If you order at least three bunches, he'll deliver it for free. Call 412-537-8317. And now it's time for the director of AskNoah.org. Here's Dr. Michael Shulman.
In this segment, we explore the Hebrew Bible and learn how God gave Noah seven commandments as a covenant for all mankind. These include rejecting idolatry, blasphemy, murder, forbidden relations, stealing, and eating meat taken from a living animal, which teaches us about avoiding cruelty to animals, and we should establish courts of justice to uphold these laws. Let's discuss a common misunderstanding about how one can be forgiven for violating these commandments. In Psalm 51, King David teaches us about repentance with these words to God, "For you do not desire that I bring sacrifices, nor do you wish burnt offerings. The offering to God is a contrite spirit. A contrite and broken heart, God, you will not disregard." This teaches that in response to a person's contrite and broken heart over a sin that was done, God's forgiveness and mercy will cleanse the person's soul. In fact, God's forgiveness for a deliberate sin never depended on bringing a sacrifice, but by the three steps of regret, confession to God, and resolving not to repeat that sin. The so-called sin offering in the Bible really should be translated as an offering for accidental sins, for which a person is not liable to any punishment from God. Surprisingly, this brings us to the rainbow that is a sign of the covenant between God and all mankind. When God told Noah, "I have set my rainbow in the cloud," this implies revelations from a high level that we cannot receive without the veil of a cloud, so to speak. In Psalm 84 it says, "For a sun and a shield is the Lord God." This denotes two aspects of godliness, an unlimited godliness, and also a godliness which is contracted and hidden within the world to give life to the creatures. Just as it is impossible to look at the sun without a covering to shield it, we can receive godly revelations only through the covering of nature. But there is also a negative type of cloud which hides godliness completely. Thus, clouds are also compared to deliberate sins. As it says in Isaiah, "I have erased like a thick cloud your deliberate sins." It is the concealment of godliness in nature that gives us the free choice of sin, so God can reward us when we turn away from evil and do good. Now you can see why the reflection of the seven colors of the rainbow was shown to Noah to correspond to the seven universal commandments for all mankind. Likewise, serving God through repentance corresponds to a reflected spiritual light from mankind below towards God above. Through our repentance, a spiritual rainbow is created that has three primary colors, so to speak, corresponding to God's primary attributes of kindness, judgment, and mercy, which are drawn down when we serve God in these three ways. Through this, the spiritual impurities in our world are erased, as is written in Isaiah, "I erase your sins like a thick cloud." Therefore, God told Noah, "This is a sign of the covenant. My rainbow I have set in the cloud." Through our repentance, A holy cloud is created, which brings us all the blessings, as it says in Deuteronomy, "If you will obey my commandments, I will give you rain for your land at the proper time." God called this His rainbow because this covenant is very close to Him, as Ezekiel says, "As a vision of the rainbow that is in the cloud, with the radiance surrounding God upon His throne." This teaches us that we can be united with God through repentance. When Noah, his family, and the animals were saved in the ark, God first remembered them. Then He caused the waters to recede, and then He showed Noah the rainbow as a sign of His covenant. Likewise, by our serving God with good deeds and repentance, He will remember us as deserving to finally receive the coming of the Messiah. And now, when many people are returning to God by keeping the seven commandments of Noah, we can anticipate that this will happen very soon. If you would like to learn more about this, please visit our website, asknoah.org.
And now, back to the music with Moshe Pekar.
בימים ראיתי כבר רוחות עזות ורעמים אתה עלה קטן מתנועה בטוח בעצמו הכל יודע קח איתך צידה לדרך את ניסיוני אל תזלזל אולי זה כל מה שיש לי כי יש ימים יפים הכל פורח ויש שעות קשות הכל בורח בהיר ברוח סעד בסופה קרה תזכור ותתחזק אני איתך תחזיק חזק עלי קטן שלי ולא תמיד הכל נכון, הכל מובן חיים זה לא שיעור חשבון, זה גם מבחן עכשיו עלה קטן, הכל רגוע אך ברחוק אולי ענן מגיע תחסידה לדרך את פרקתי חצי הכוס היא מלאה תזכור תמיד וכשהשמש אל הים שוקע
אל תדאג
אל תדאג מחר היא שוב זורחה
הכל בחוץ בהיר ברוח סער בסופה קרה
תזכור ותתחזק אני איתך תחזיק חזק הלב קטן שלי
חזק הלב הקטן שלי. כי לא תמיד הכל בחוץ בהיר.
או ברוח צר וסוכה קרה, תזכור ותתחסר, אני איתך, אני איתך,
אני איתך. מחזיק חזק הלב הקטן שלי,
הלב הקטן שלי.
כן, לא תמיד הכל בחוץ בהיר. ברוח סער וסופה קרה,
תזכור, תתחסר, אני איתך,
אני איתך.
מחזיק חזק עלה קטן שלי.
That was Ale Katan Shelly with Avram Fried.
Thanks, Moisha. Now let's turn to the feminine perspective. It gives me great pleasure and great pride once again to introduce Miss Devorah Dalin. Devorah?
Shana Tova. After Rosh Hashanah and a fast day, things are moving very fast-paced as we continue our high holiday journey from Rosh Hashanah until Sukkot. Since Yom Kippur, the day of sealing the verdict for the coming year, is just next week, today's topic is Shema. Throughout generations of persecution and hardships, Jews have returned their pure souls to Hashem with the words of Shema Yisrael. This plea inherently resides within every Jew, no matter what level of observance they are. There are many stories of people being saved through the Shema, and many martyrs dying with these words on their lips. There is a very moving story, and a very famous one, of a rabbi who made it his mission after the Holocaust to go to the monasteries and locate the Jewish children that were placed there for safety. This rabbi went to the head of the monastery and inquired as to whether or not there were Jewish children residing there. Of course, the head priest did not want to relinquish the children and claimed that there was none there. The rabbi pleaded with him to give up the children because he knew that they were there. The head priest said that he would give the rabbi only 5 minutes to locate the Jewish children. The priest took all the children in the monastery and mixed them up so as to make it harder for the rabbi to find the Jewish ones. The rabbi walked into the room and in a loud voice called out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. All the Jewish children burst into tears, remembering the phrase that their mother said to them before leaving them at the monastery. The Shema prayer reestablishes the fact that Hashem is our God and there is only one of Him. It reminds us every single day, in fact, 3 times every day. It admonishes us to serve Hashem with all our heart, our soul, and our might. There's an interesting commentary that the Friedeker Rebbe, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, talks about these three powers. The word Levavcha, your heart, refers to a limited love, the amount of love that your heart can handle. The word Nafshecha, your soul, refers to a kind of love that expands from your heart to fill your entire body. This kind of love often spurs one to do a mitzvah. The last word, the word Meodecha, your might, refers to an unlimited love beyond rationale or logic. These three kinds of ahava, love, that the Shema talks about are powerful weapons in the arsenal of teshuvah. When doing teshuvah to the highest potential, we are going through all of these three kinds of love. Restricted love, a little less restricted, and then totally unlimited love show us the teshuvah process. First, we steer back to the correct path, and our love for Hashem and the Torah is revealed a little bit. Then a longer period of sticking to the right path reveals a little more Ahavas Hashem. And finally, at Yom Kippur, when we are at such a high level of Teshuvah, our Meodecha is revealed and we reach totally unlimited love for Hashem. It is well known that women have the aspect of Ahava, perhaps in more abundance than males do. Therefore, we must gather our store of Ahava and use it to reveal the unlimited love that resides within every person. If you have any questions or comments regarding this or previous segments, please email me at jewishexperience@verizon.net. May you and yours be sealed for a good kibbutz year. Have a good Shabbos.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a post-Arafat Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Will the U.S. play a greater role in the quest for peace in the Middle East? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by Bush's presidency? What do Larry David, Natalie Portman, Jon Stewart, and Madonna all have in common? Who makes the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage, exclusive reports, reporting on stories found nowhere else, provocative editorials, and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading The Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for The Forward.
Call now for The Forward, 800-992-3333. That's 800-992-3333. Tell them you heard it here on The Jewish Experience. Don't forget, for your next simcha, it's artistic photography. That's artistic-photography.com by Mordechai Saxon when you want to get it right the first time.
Here's something for your soul. Here's something for the neshamala. Here's Daddy Dear and MBD.
And you know, this song is one of the favorite songs of Rivka Rosenthal. And
Rivki who?
Rivka Rosenthal. And we want to dedicate this song to her for all the time and all the help she gives to the Dillon family around Shabbos and around Yom Tov. And she just spends a lot of time at her house, and we really enjoy having her. And this song is special and to her, and is special to us because of that.
Wow.
You think it is time, dear Daddy of mine?
Now it's time for another classic story from our classic storyteller here again, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser.
One year, during the days of judgment, the heavenly scales were heavily weighted down with the sins of the people. Rav Levi Yitzchok Barditchev, the great defender of Bnei Yisrael, was able to, so to speak, secure the sins from the scale. There was a great tumult in heaven, and when they found out that it was Rav Levi Yitzchok who had taken the sins of the people away, he was brought to judgment. He was told that he must pay for the sins. This, of course, he was not able to do. And therefore, the Satan, the accusing angel, quoted a verse in the Torah that says, if a person steals and is not able to pay back, he should be sold as a slave. And so an announcement was made in heaven. Who will buy Rav Levi Yitzchok Barditchever as a slave? All of a sudden, with a great voice, Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, announced that He was interested in taking Rav Levi Yitzchok as His servant. This is the meaning of our prayers that we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, during the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei. Hakone Avodov Badin, Hashem, who acquires His servants in judgment, L'rachem Al Amo Badin, will have compassion and mercy in judgment. In other words, through Rav Levi Yitzchok Barditchev standing to defend Bnei Yisrael, assuring that no accusations will be brought against them, this was cause for Hashem to show great mercy and compassion to the Jewish people. This is Rabbi Meir Goldwasser. May you have a good Shabbos and a chasima and gemar chasima tova, a good gebencht yor.
And as we wrap up this Shabbos Shuva special edition of the Jewish Experience, or as Moish would say, the J.E., we'd like to remind you of a few things. The Community Shabbos Shuva Lecture, Repentance for Good People, is going to be held at Lubavitch Center tomorrow at 5 p.m. Speaking will be Rabbi Yisrael Miller and Rabbi Yisrael Rosenfeld, and the lecture is open to the entire Pittsburgh Jewish community. Don't forget the Israel Chamber Orchestra performing at Heinz Hall, 8 p.m. Tuesday, November 1st. And don't forget to call the Kollel for more information on that, 412-420-0220. Don't forget, for Yom Kippur, if you don't have a ticket, don't like the formality of a temple, you can call Sruli Altine and get in for free, 412-422-7300, extension 1269. The Meeting of Food Addicts and Recovery Anonymous meets at the Aleph Institute every Sunday evening. Call Ilan at 412-422-2224. And don't forget, if you need skach for your sukkah, you can call Yitzchak Gordon at 412-537-8317, $20 a bunch. You get three of them, you get free delivery, 412-537-8317. Don't forget, candle lighting time this week is no later than 6:34 p.m. Till next week, I'm Hirsch DeLin. Have a very easy fast on Yom Kippur. And on behalf of Moish and the entire staff, we'll see you next week. Shabbat.